Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Larissa.
Hey.
How can we help you, ma'am?
Yeah, well, I met this great dude, Jason, and we had a great date, and we really connected, and he's gone. I want some answers.
Well, why don't you give us some answers? How was the date? Tell us about it. Give us some detail.
Oh, it's great. We did some drinks, and then he was really nice. He was listening to me. In terms of the drinks,
that's
we
your
stuff,
standard
we
for a date. He was listening to you?
Yeah, usually what, you talk, and the guy just gets up and walks away?
Wow.
You can imagine. Well, look, you know, I got out of a relationship kind of recently, and so having someone listen to you is really important.
Got it. Okay.
So he listened to you while you were drinking. Go ahead.
We had drinks and it's going well, so we had some nibbles, and I have not heard back from him. I've reached out, called, texted, nothing.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. We'll call him up right now. You're either going to get a date or you're going to get a wake-up call.
All right, deal.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Larissa, who has very, very low expectations when it comes to going on a date with somebody, or at least for the date going well. She said she went on a date with this guy, Jason, and it went great because he listened to me. like I said words.
It's important.
I said words, and he stayed. That is what you call bottom of the barrel right there. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call him up.
Hello?
Hi, Jason?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Can we just ask you something very quickly? It'll just take a couple of minutes. It's nothing bad.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, so actually, this is actually a very good thing. We got a phone call from a beautiful, beautiful woman who is very interested in going on a date with you. So what we're going to do, the reason we're calling you is we're willing to pay for that date. You tell us what you want to do, where you want to go, all that stuff. We'll set it up. You show up, and she'll be there, and she'll show you a good time. Because this girl, you actually know who this girl is, and you like her, too. What if I told you that? Her name is Larissa.
Oh. No. Not interested. Sorry.
Not interested, but you already went on a date, and like I said, this one, we will pay for the whole thing. So, like, you just got to show up and have some fun.
Yeah, well, it'd be fun if there's something missing there. She was not there. I don't feel like this woman was being truthful to me.
Well, what's wrong with her?
Well, I went onto her Facebook and I started just looking around, and it was pretty obvious, like right away. I think she's in love with another guy, and like maybe her ex or something. She was posting pictures of her and him with smiles, saying, "I miss you so much." She's posting on them like every day. It's getting ridiculous.
Okay, whoa, no.
Okay, wait, hold on.
No, hold on.
Jason, Larissa's on the phone. Larissa, why didn't you tell us that you had a man?
I don't have a man. We are not in a relationship.
You post them every day.
Okay, that's worse, isn't it?
No, he died.
Oh man,
it was my fiance, and he's passed away.
Wait a minute, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah,
going too fast.
You're posting on his. How are you still posting on his Facebook page? It's like still active.
Well, yeah, because you know they do that thing where you can have. Someone else could sort of take...
A family member takes it over or something like that.
Yeah.
When did he pass away? Sorry to hear that, by the way.
Is that 5 years ago? Yeah.
Oh, my...
Hold on a second.
5 years? Listen, I can't even be able to compete with this guy. It's even worse than... Listen, I'm sorry that you...
I mean, I'm sorry, compete with someone who's dead? How ridiculous do you sound?
How could I miss a man that you're still in love with after 5 years of passing away? what am I mean, you're head over heels for this guy that's no longer here. How can I live up to that? Let's say you and I actually keep going on dates and we become an item. And what are the chances of me being number one in your life?
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, it doesn't matter. He's not here.
You're still not answering my question.
Yeah, right?
Wow. So, okay, well, you know, I'm just going to ask. Jason, maybe you can convince her that you're better than the guy who's not here anymore. Would you like to give her another date?
It's just too much, you know? Too much to deal with.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah, the fact that she is a total gold digger is not the reason that he wants a second date. Jesus, girl sounds like a peach. Listen tomorrow morning at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.